Now, I realize that some of you have been waiting for some time for the harvest in your life. And you go, I'm waiting for the harvest. The Bible says this in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. God says, at the time I have decided, my words will come true. You can trust what I say about the future. It may take a long time, but keep on waiting. It will happen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, we bring our series called Toolbox for Life to a close. In this series, Pastor Rick teaches the skills you need to succeed, skills that will equip you to be more effective as you lead in your home, work, school, and community. In just a bit, we're going to let you know how you can get the Toolbox for Life DVD study kit. This kit features 4 video lessons by Pastor Rick and is perfect for your solo Bible study or for use with a small group. Stay with us to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part 2 of a message called Learning to Be Both Fast and Slow.
How many times have you made a bad decision when you were upset? Because your emotions kicked in, your heart kicked in, and your heart was telling you to do stuff that wasn't logical or even rational or even beneficial. I should move slowly. The Bible says when I'm hurt or angry. Look at some of these verses. James 1:19. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Do you see the rhythm there? You might circle quick, slow, and slow. Quick to listen, slow to speak. Usually we get that one exact opposite. Usually we're quick to speak and slow to listen. And that's why we have all the relational problems that we do, because we're quick to speak and slow to listen. God says, no, you got it all backwards. Be quick to listen. Be slow to speak. And by the way, if you do the first two, the third one's automatic. You'll be slow to anger. Now, that's a rhythm. Let me show you a few verses. Proverbs 14:29. Whoever is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who is quick-tempered makes foolish mistakes. Let me show you a couple more up here on the screen. Proverbs 15, verse 28. The godly thinks before speaking. He's saying, put your mind in gear before you put your mouth in gear. Well, we don't always do that one, and that gets us into trouble. Why? We don't go slow. We're too quick to, you know, spout out our opinion on the internet or somewhere else. The godly thinks before speaking. And here's another one, Proverbs 15:18. Losing your temper causes trouble, but staying calm settles arguments. How do you stay calm? Go slow. Go slow. Sometimes you're to go fast in life, but sometimes you're to go slow. Let me give you a third area. I should move slowly when making a major decision.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, and you're listening to our series called Toolbox for Life. There's more coming up, so stay with us.
If you'd like to have these powerful Toolbox for Life lessons on video, complete with a 4-session DVD and a workbook, then be sure to request the Toolbox for Life DVD study kit when you contact us today. In these lessons, Pastor Rick teaches you how to develop the 4 biblical success-building skills you need to succeed in life. He'll show you how to maximize the strengths that God gave you so you can be all God made you to be. These lessons will equip you to become an effective leader in your home, work, school, and community. It's perfect for both personal and small group study time. It's yours today when you support this ministry with a financial gift. Get yours right now by going to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick with 2 R's in the middle, .com. Or by texting the word daily to 99000. That's the word daily to 99000. Today is the last day to get this great resource, so don't wait.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Proverbs 15:18. Losing your temper causes trouble, but staying calm settles argument. How do you stay calm? Go slow. Go slow. Sometimes you're to go fast in life, but sometimes you're to go slow. Let me give you a third area. I should move slowly when making a major decision. Oh, this one could save you a lot of heartache and a lot of money too. When making a major decision, never make a major decision impulsively. Take some time to think it through, to consider, to pray, to just slow down. Some of you are unmarried and you would like to be married. I'm going to give you my best marriage advice in two words. Here's 10 years of counseling in two words. Go slow. Just don't get in a hurry. What happens? You go out, you see somebody, you get a quiver in your liver, and you're ready to marry them next week. Are you kidding me? And then you think you're going to spend the rest of your life with this person. You didn't check them out. No, you should go through, I tell people when I used to do counseling, you should go through all four seasons with somebody before you marry them. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call. Go through all four seasons with them. You see, here's the problem with dating. Dating is such an artificial, phony experience. I mean, everybody acts their best, looks their best, dresses their best, smells their best. Guy walks up to you, you know, in a bar and says, hey, can I buy you a drink? Where else in the world do you offer a stranger to buy them something? Can you imagine you're in Sears, you walk up, hey, could I buy you a toaster? You know, care for a blender? You know? Really, it's so phony and so fake, and it's not the real deal. You got to see them when they're down, when they're up, in all the experiences of life. You got to see them when they're upset and they're, you know, and they're down in every experience, because that's real life. You see, I just need to talk to our ladies here for just a minute, because I don't want broken hearts. You need to understand, ladies, that when a man decides he's going to get married, he's a man on a mission. And a man on a mission will do things to woo a woman he would never do in real life. Like go to the opera. Okay. No man would ever go to the opera voluntarily, okay? But if he's trying to woo a woman, he'll go to an opera. He'll talk for 3 hours on the phone. What man does that? Nobody. No, but he'll do it during the dating season, okay? And bring flowers and all these kind of things. And then once they're married, the guy mentally in his mind, he's got a checklist and he goes, check, married. Now, I got to go to the second thing on the list, which is I got to provide for her. I got a family to take care of. And so all of his attention moves from woo the woman, done that. Now it's support our family, support our marriage, and all of his attention moves to the business. And the woman feels like, hey, this is bait and switch. What happened to the guy who talked to me for 3 hours on the phone? He's working. Okay. And so I'm just trying to put it out the way it really is, that you just need to go slow. You know, I heard this week about a couple in our church that chose to wait 10 years to get married for the sake of their children from previous marriages. That's unbelievably mature and unselfish. What they did is they dated each other while their little ones, their babies, were growing up. They remained sexually pure. They kept their vows to God. And then once the kids were grown and they felt were ready, they finally got married. It's a very unselfish mood. And by the way, they're on their honeymoon right now. Yeah, they're on their honeymoon right now. They chose to go slow when they could have gone fast. But I guarantee you, they saved themselves a lot of problems that they might have had if they had just rushed into something without even considering all the other players in the formula. When you're making a major decision, let me show you some Bible verses. Proverbs 21:29. Wicked people bluff their way through life. But God's people think before they take a step. You got to think. You got to use the brain. I'm waiting for God's will. God gave you his will when he gave you a brain. And he says, go slow. Think before you speak. What major decision are you facing right now that you need to slow down on? What major decision are you facing right now that you, maybe it's retirement or a new job or what, I don't know what it is. You just need to slow down on. Proverbs 4:26 says this, ponder the path of your feet, then all your ways will be sure. Circle the word ponder. That's an old English word. It just means to really seriously think about it. It means to carefully consider. And when he says ponder the path of your feet, what he's saying there is carefully consider the direction of your life. And he says, if you carefully consider the direction of your life, then he says, all your ways will be sure. Now, what does it mean to carefully consider? It means to ask yourself, what do I need to do today in order to get where I want to be tomorrow? Most people never ask that question, so they never get to where they want to be. What do I need to do today? The habits, the practices, the savings, the skills, the learning. What do I need to do today to get where I want to be tomorrow? A lot of people dream about tomorrow, but they never ask, what do I need to do today to get there? That's what it means to ponder the path of your feet. Now, you can't ponder fast. You can only do it slow. It means you got to take time. You got to slow down. You got to think about it. Now, this applies to every area of your life, career moves, marriage, ministry, family, finances, everything. Proverbs 22, verse 3 says this, sensible people will see trouble coming because they're pondering the path of their feet. They're looking at where they're headed. Sensible people will see the trouble coming and avoid it, but an unthinking person will walk right into it and regret it later. By the way, do you know where we have the number one violation of that principle right there? Spending. Spending. Sensible people see trouble coming and avoid it. Unthinking person walk right into it, regret it later. I know I can't afford it, but I'm gonna buy it because I really want it right now. And it's impulse buying. It's buying things you don't need with money you don't have to impress people you don't even like. And that gets more people into trouble. Why are you in debt? Because of impulse buying, because you did not plan it. You did not ponder the path. And you didn't think about it. And so people get in debt, and the Bible tells us this. Look at the screen, Proverbs 21. Plan carefully, and you will have plenty. If you act too quickly, see, that's that, you're going too fast. If you act too quickly, impulse buying, I see it, I want it, then you will never have enough. Now, plan carefully. If you don't have plenty, if you're living hand to mouth, it's because you have not planned carefully. You can live pretty much on any amount if you plan carefully. I went through college and seminary with Kay, married, on $800 a month because we planned carefully. And we made it work. I need to slow down. I need to slow down when I don't have the facts. I need to slow down when I'm hurt or angry. I need to move slowly when I'm making a major decision. And let me give you one more. The Bible says I need to move slowly when I'm waiting for a seed I've planted to grow. When I'm waiting for a seed that I've planted to grow. Now, this is the law of the harvest. I taught you a number of years back the 9 laws of the harvest. Maybe I should teach that again. Because everything starts with a seed. It starts with a seed of an idea for a relationship, an idea for a business, an idea for a hobby, an idea for a work of art, a building, architecture. Everything starts as a seed of an idea. But it doesn't go anywhere unless that seed is planted. And it has to be planted in the ground. Once you plant it in the ground, there is always a waiting time between planting and harvesting. You sow in one season, and you always reap in another. You never reap in the same season. You don't plant a tomato seed an hour ago out and pick out a tomato. And you, when you have done some planting of seeds in your life for good, then you just have to wait. And you can't go back out there and, you know, dig the seed up every 5 minutes, go, are you growing? No, you just have to trust God. You plant seeds. Now, what am I talking about? You can plant seeds of kindness. You can plant seeds of love. You can plant seeds financial seeds. You can plant seeds of faith. You can plant seeds of goodness. You can plant seeds of integrity. Whatever you sow, you will reap. If you plant gossip, you're going to reap gossip. If you plant anger and a violent temper, you know what you're going to reap? Anger and violent temper from other people. You will sow what you reap, and you will actually reap more than you sow. When you plant one seed of corn, you don't get one seed of corn back. You get a stalk with several ears with thousands of seeds of corn. You always get back more than you plant, positively or negative. You can make the law of harvest work for you or against you, but it doesn't happen fast. It happens slowly. And you have to reap in a different season. You don't reap that harvest immediately. You reap it over time. You sow in one season, you always harvest in another. And you just keep waiting. So what do you do while you're waiting on God and you're going slow and you're waiting God for some of these seeds you've been planting to harvest? Well, you just keep on sowing seed. Here's what the next verse says, Ecclesiastes 11:6. Oh, first here. Ecclesiastes 3:1-5 says, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to plant and a time to harvest. There is a time to scatter and there's a time to gather. And in that in-between time, what do? You go slow and you keep planting. Here's what the next verse says. Keep on sowing your seed, for you never know which ones will grow. Perhaps they all will. It's kind of like getting your resume out. You get it out to one place, you've only planted one seed. You get your resume out to 100 places, there's seeds have been planted in 100 sites. And you will reap according to what you sow. Now, I realize that some of you have been waiting for some time for the harvest in your life. And you go, I'm waiting for the harvest. Let me give you a verse to encourage you. The Bible says this in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. God says, at the time I have decided, my words will come true. You can trust what I say about the future. It may take a long time, but keep on waiting. It will happen. That's a good verse you might want to cut out and put on your refrigerator or put it on the visor in your car. God says, at the right time, it will come true. It may take a while, but keep waiting. It will happen. It goes slow. I want to end with a verse that's actually a prayer of Solomon from the Bible in the book of 1 Kings. It says this. I love it, the Message paraphrase. 1 Kings 8:58. May God keep us centered and devoted to him, following the life path he has cleared, watching the signpost, and walking at the pace and rhythm he laid down for our ancestors. Isn't that beautiful? Let me read it again. May God keep us centered, not sidelined, centered, not distracted, centered and devoted to him, following the life path he has cleared, watching the signposts. Now, you can't see the signposts if you're going too fast. And walking, not running, at the pace and rhythms he laid down for our ancestors. Now, before we end, I want to go back to that issue of some of you have not stepped across the line. I don't want you to end this year not being in the family. So let me give you two last verses. Look here on the screen. The Bible says, God says, I tell you that the right time is now. And the day of salvation is now. Not next week, not next year, not in another month, not when conditions are better. Now is the time to have your past forgiven, get a purpose for living, and get a home in heaven. Where are you going to get that deal? And the Bible says this in Acts 22:16. Why wait any longer? Get up and be baptized, trusting in him to save you. I hope you'll do that this weekend. Let's bow our heads. Pray this in your mind. Father, help me to be sensitive to your timing. Help me when to go slow. Help me when to say no. And help me when to move fast. Help me to walk in the Spirit, in both the steps and the stops of my life. Dear God, when you tell me to do something, I'm going to do it immediately. I'm not going to wait anymore. I'm not going to delay or procrastinate or postpone. When I read a command, I'm going to do it. Help me to ask or offer forgiveness for the people in my life that you know I'm out of sorts with. Help me to not put that off anymore. I don't want to go another day with guilt or bitterness or resentment stockpiled in my heart. And when I feel tempted, help me to run, to not try to argue my way out of it, to not flirt with temptation, but to just remove myself from the situation. If it means changing the channel or actually leaving the party or walking out of the room or moving away from a conversation at the office. And Lord, when I've made a promise to you, help me to keep it as quickly as possible. And help me to see the opportunities for kindness and for good you put in my life every day. Help me not to withhold good from those who deserve it when it's in my power to act. And to carry out quickly the tasks that you have for my life, because I don't know how long I'm going to live. If you've never invited Christ in your life, say, "Dear Jesus Christ, I accept your forgiveness right now. I ask you to be my Savior because I know I can't possibly save myself. I'll never be good enough to get into a perfect place, so I need your salvation. And I want to trust you." And then, Lord, help me to move slow when I don't have all the facts about a project or about a person. And when I'm hurt, and when I'm angry, and when I'm depressed, help me to go slow. And when I have a major decision to make or a major purchase to make, help me to go slow. And help me to wait in faith to see the harvest of the seeds that I'm planting every day. And I humbly ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, and you're listening to our series called Toolbox for Life. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. Be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. That's PastorRick.com. If you'd like to have these powerful Toolbox for Life lessons on video, complete with a 4-session DVD and a workbook, then be sure to request the Toolbox for Life DVD study kit when you contact us today. In these lessons, Pastor Rick teaches you how to develop the 4 biblical success-building skills you need to succeed in life. He'll show you how to maximize the strengths that God gave you so you can be all that God made you to be. These lessons will equip you to become an effective leader in your home, work, school, and community. It's perfect for both personal and small group study time. It's yours today when you support this ministry with a financial gift. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with 2 R's in the middle, .com. Today is the last day to get this great resource, so don't wait. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
I'm so glad you joined me today. Let me ask you, while you were listening to this message, did anybody happen to pop into your mind where you thought, "Man, I wish my friend could hear this," or I think my family could get so much out of this," or "Wow, my coworkers and I were just talking about this"? Well, you can make a difference as a Daily Hope ambassador. How? You can share this broadcast right now. You can share it on Facebook or from my website, just PastorRick.com. You can get a link and post it, and all your friends will get the same benefit you just received. Check it out. I hope you'll do that today. And join me next time again as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.